From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police responded to a one-vehicle wreck at 545 Bottom Les Lakes Road around 6 p.m. Monday, just east of Roswell. According to Operator 154 with the Pecos Valley Regional Communications Center, confirmed to MTD Radio News that several people were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Two medevac helicopters were called to the scene, but soon afterwards were called off. New Mexico State Police are investigating the crash. The Artesia Bulldogs football team has a new head coach who's a familiar face to the Artesia faithful. Artesia Schools Superintendent John Ross Knoll tells us more.
We're welcoming Coach Jeremy Maupin and his family back to Artesia. Coach Maupin was a teacher and an assistant for us for several years before going to Las Lunas. And, Coach Maupin is an outstanding leader of young men, and he's become a very well-respected football coach across our state.
As the starting quarterback at Artesia, Maupin led them to the 2004 state title, and as coach of Las Lunas, led the Tigers to back-to-back 5A state title games in 2018 and 2019. And he's excited about his return to Artesia.
I'm excited to get there and kind of see what we have, not to rebuild, but to reload.
He replaces Rex Henderson, who resigned as head coach of the Bulldogs 2 weeks ago. The ever-popular Street Outlaws Racing comes to the Hobbs Airfield Speedway Friday and Saturday, where track owner Jamal Awad and Leslie Falls Graff, director of Why Hobbs, a nonprofit organization that helps feed children so they will have food to eat on any given weekend. The duo have teamed up this weekend to collect unopened boxes of Pop-Tarts.
And so we just teamed up with them, and we said, hey, Jamal, and we went through a mutual friend, and he helped us get it going. And so we're going to be collecting Pop-Tarts. 7,000 Pop-Tarts will get us through the end of the school year if we can make our goal.
Hobbs Airfield Speedway owner Jamal Awad.
I am very happy that we are going to do something like that to help the community, and especially the kids.
Collections can be dropped off at the front of the main gate at the track. New Mexico opened its COVID-19 vaccination of residents 40 or older on Monday. Those residents may now get registered at vaccinenewmexico.org. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.